A march on the Pentagon can disrupt traffic and tie up things and cause problems here. I think we can see what could happen in Detroit. I think we can see that what happened in Saigon. I think there are times when a few highly energetic and courageous people could seize National Airport. But can they hold it? And does it endure? And is it a victory, and do they pay more than it's worth, and so on and so forth. Those are things you have to evaluate.
Suddenly it seemed to change from that little far-off jungle war to something, you know, World War II fighting right in the cities. So, you know, that's when you get a... Suddenly it seemed to change from that little far-off jungle war to something, you know, World War II fighting right in the cities. And I think the television audiences, I think people watching on television probably related better or understand more and have more feelings about fighting in cities.
The Viet Cong seized part of the United States Embassy in Saigon early Wednesday, Vietnam time. Snipers are in buildings and on rooftops near the embassy and are firing on American personnel inside the compound. 20 suicide commandos are reported to be holding the first floor of the embassy. The attack on the embassy came as a climax to the enemy's biggest and most highly coordinated offensive of the war. Guerrillas invaded the grounds of the United States Embassy, and some were still there toward daybreak. A pall of smoke lay over Saigon, where American and South Vietnamese forces struggled to eliminate stubborn pockets of Viet Cong resistance. The Americans even battled the enemy near the Saigon home of General William C. Westmoreland, the American commander. There was fighting in the Cholon section where the city's Chinese live, but the conflict was sharpest at the Anh Quan Pagoda near the Saigon racetrack. Here, via satellite, is a report from NBC News correspondent Howard Tuckner on the battle for Saigon. A pall of smoke lay over Saigon, where American and South Vietnamese forces struggled to eliminate stubborn pockets of Viet Cong resistance. The Americans even battled the enemy near the Saigon home of General William Westmoreland, the American commander. There was fighting in the Cholon section where the city's Chinese live, but the conflict was sharpest at the Anh Quan Pagoda near the Saigon racetrack. Here, via satellite, is a report from NBC News correspondent Howard Tuckner on the battle for Saigon.
The Viet Cong were working their way to the Anh Quan Pagoda. They were undoubtedly Viet Cong sympathizers. Government troops have captured the commander of the Viet Cong commando unit. He was roughed up badly, but refused to talk. A South Vietnamese officer held the paper taken from the enemy officer. The chief of South Vietnam's National Police, Brigadier General Nguyen Ngoc Lon, was waiting for him.
Great. That one shot, that one scene, came to sum up and symbolize and stand for, it was sort of a shorthand for the Tet Offensive.
I must have seen it the first night it was shown on television in the States. It hit me very hard. I remember being impressed in some way by the fact that it was shown twice, described what we were seeing, and then went back and showed it again. Most unusual for any television, and this seemed to be saying, "Watch this. This is important." I saw that event on the screen and in the newspapers with two powerful impressions. One is, one that simply hit me as a citizen. Let's try it again. Sorry. Ready? I saw that event on the screen and in the newspapers with two powerful impressions. One is, one that simply hit me as a citizen and as a person watching something that seemed to be at the same time to demonstrate the Oriental's lack of concern for human life, which we hear a lot about when there were mass deaths in Vietnam, and at the same time to tell me that we were involved up to our necks in a war among very alien peoples among which we shared very few values.
I really believe that it changed my mind. After viewing that footage and viewing those photographs, I believe that it really changed my mind and my viewpoint.
It's been picked up by various political groups. The most interesting example I saw was a poster that the Vietnam Veterans Against the War distributed, the line print. It looked sort of like a silhouette, just sort of a black cutout, really an abstraction of the original photograph of. It's been picked up by various political groups. The most interesting example I saw was a poster that the Vietnam Veterans Against the War distributed, the line print. It looked sort of like a silhouette, just sort of a black cutout, really an abstraction of the original photograph. They thought you didn't need to show the picture, that it was so familiar that all you needed was to give this vague outline.